Welcome to the Third Generation Networking Podcast with your hosts, Debbie and Greg Peters. Welcome to another episode of the Third Generation Networking Podcast. I'm Greg Peters, the reluctant networker, and with me is my co-host, the networking guru, my mom, my retired business partner, Debbie Peters.
Hi, Mom. Thank you for remembering. Thanks, Greg. Hi.
Well, every time I forget to say retired business partner, you call me on it. So
now I have to stop working.
Well, we'll get you there. We're working on it slowly but surely. I mean, it may only take 5 more years to finally get you. So how are things going?
Things are going good. I'm enjoying volunteering at the library, doing my little duty of helping to process donated books. It's always fascinating to me to see everything that comes in.
Oh, I'm sure that there must be some interesting titles that you've never heard from.
Yeah. Before. Yeah. And some of the books get sent to Amazon and we get more money for those, obviously. But it's so interesting to me that the ones that Amazon wants, they're really weird books. Nothing like fiction, you know, like current fiction or anything. It's this morning there were two, that one right after the other. One was 50 years of Garfield comics, I think was the first one. And then the second one was quality machine mechanics. It was like 4 inches thick. It had an ugly cover. It was an old book. I'm like, I would never do this. But as I took it up, I knew I was going to have to either put the title in myself or hopefully find a ISBN number, which is the number that every book has, basically an address. Mm-hmm. And I knew that I was going to have to, you know, do a little research because this book looks so old. So I'm like, I know this is just going to be a reject. I should just put it on the reject pile. And sure enough, Amazon wants it.
Well, you know, I guess those are the kind of things that, you know, people, I know that there are a few martial arts volumes or encyclopedias that, you know, they're not in print anymore. And so if you right. can get hold of them, they'll charge you big bucks for them, like, you know, $100 for one of these volumes. So
yeah,
who knows, collectors and all. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's something that I can control. So I always feel good, okay. You know, when I'm there.
Well, I guess we should talk a little bit about networking sometime before the end of the session
today. Yeah.
So as I said, actually in our last session, we are getting through some of the questions that we've had sent in over the past couple months. And yes, please, if you have questions about networking, please send them to us. We really do appreciate it. This one actually came from Mark Abramson, and this wasn't so much a question he had, it was more of an observation about some of the things he's seen, because Mark is he's a seasoned networker.
Yes, he is.
And in fact, he's a graduation of our Connects Nation program.
He's a graduate, and I think I was trying to remember how I met Mark, and I think I met him through Toastmasters. We were in the same Toastmasters group together.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay.
So it has been a while then.
It has been a long time.
So I had asked him what are some of the mistakes that he was seeing other people make. And he said that, "I watch in horror as some people hand out business cards like candy, never introducing themselves or looking for connections for business." And we've talked a little bit about the deck dealer and why that's a bad thing. But maybe we could look at it, you know, as with all things, if you want to get rid of a bad habit, you need to have a good habit to put in its place. So maybe we should talk about how can we be better remembered when we go to a networking event.
As only you could do, Greg, because you're so positive. So I like that. it's interesting to me too, when people, and sometimes I think their sales manager or, you know, boss tells them, go to this networking event and get rid of 100 business cards.
Yeah.
And the, you know, basically the boss is telling them to go out and be their own direct mail campaign.
Yeah, and I've seen this too. You go to a networking event and the poor people, but to be fair, some of them are, I know that they have been there for a while, so it's not anything new, That they literally walk around and put their card at every single seat, and they'll like put them in people's hands. They'll just walk by and hand it to the people. I mean, and how ineffective is that?
Very ineffective, because you're running through supplies that are probably just going to get thrown away.
Yep.
In most instances. So, it's just an obvious thing, I guess, but maybe not so obvious to everyone else. Instead of getting rid of 100 business cards, how about having one conversation with someone that's in depth, that you find out what they're about, what maybe how you might be able to help them, how they might be able to help you, just what you have in common. Just think about showing interest as opposed to throwing business cards out. Who is that guy? He was a salesperson. I think he sold cars. That his big deal was he used to go to the baseball field with a box of business cards, and he would throw them all up in the air. Oh my gosh, I can't think of his name. It was a classic.
Was this the guy that originally came up with the whole 250 people, or
gosh. Is it Joe Girard, maybe?
Yeah, that's it. Yep, Joe Girard. Yep.
Okay.
So did he actually do that? Did he actually take business cards and just check? Wow. Okay.
This is probably 30, maybe even more years
ago. I'm guessing 50 or 60 years ago, probably.
Probably when maybe it was, a novel thing, and people would pick up the card, and so he got business from it. But probably doing that at a chamber lunch or at a rotary, function or whatever, probably it's going to get you less than anyone ever wanting to talk to you. So instead, if you talk to people and show interest, that's a positive approach, and people are going to remember you and want to be your friend. They're going to want to talk to you more the next time. And these stronger relationships are going to be mean more to you in the end also.
Right, because we have to remember, I think some people still have the misconception that when you go to the networking event, you are looking for your clients.
Yeah.
Where really you're looking for the people who might eventually connect you with your clients. And so you need to have the good relationships first. In fact, I think it was two episodes ago, we were talking about make the connection first, then worry about what their position is.
Yeah. Yes. So, I feel like a broken record, but it's all about, just have a conversation as opposed to getting rid of business cards.
Sure. Treat them like human beings. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you can become even more of a valued commodity, this person, I want to be around him or her. If you are the one that's the making introductions. So that, and it doesn't have to be a big deal. Maybe you just introduce two people, but tell each other when you're making the introduction, tell them why you're making the introduction. And I just finished reading a book about Anna, and the book is called Anna, A-N-N-A. It's about Anna Winter, who is the real person about who The Devil Wears Prada was written.
Okay.
And I think her name, and that was Miranda something. I can't remember what her last name was. But anyway, both Miranda and Anna are not very nice people.
No. I remember seeing the movie. She's kind of evil, really. I mean,
yeah, she's kind of evil. And just for those of you who don't know, she was the CEO of Vogue, and now she's the head honcho of all the Condé Nast publications. So she has her fingers in a lot of publications. And she, people are afraid of her because she's not nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, she'll take someone to lunch to have a business conversation, and her lunch comes and she eats two bites, and then she gets up and leaves because she's done.
Okay.
So she's not a good networker. But people want her favor because she's a tremendous networker and connecting people.
Oh, okay.
And she's made people's careers based on introductions that she's made, or she's that made people's careers based on not making introductions. So people, even though they're afraid of her and don't necessarily enjoy being around her, want to be around her. So don't be Anna Winter. Do what she does, but also be pleasant.
Yeah. So the idea is that what you have to offer is this connection that you can make. Mm-hmm. And I know I've experienced it. One time I was chatting with someone at the National Speakers Association meeting, and it turned out just in the course of conversation that she was involved with a group that worked with elder care. Mm-hmm. And I remember my good friend, Brita Miller, who happens to speak to groups in healthcare and such. And so as she happened to be walking past it, you know, Brita, come here for a second. I need to introduce you. The two of you, I think, could really, really hit it off. And as I understand later, they did end up doing work together. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. So it's just being able to do that, you know, it puts you into the conversation and puts, you know, both of them, the people that you're connecting, you know, have good thoughts about you.
Yeah, it takes you out of the conversation, but you put the two of them together, and they right. think. They
but
think
but you. you are still, I mean, you're still
the connector
spirit, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah. But when you invite people to lunch, please let them finish their lunch before you leave.
Yes. Okay. So what else could we do?
Well, another thing that you can do is be seen as a leader. And it doesn't mean that you have to have the title of, you know, head honcho of this or whatever. Instead, just if you go to an event, you could ask, is there anything that I can do? And for example, at the Mommy Chamber, every month there are paper bags on every seat so people can put their promotional material in the bags instead mm-hmm. of yep. it all going on the table. And obviously those bags have to get put out. They have to get opened and set out for 150 people. It takes time to do that. So if you could get there a little bit early and say, hey, I'd be willing to put these bags out, you can bet that the chamber people are going to remember you favorably. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, another way you can think of it is, and I forgot what I was going to say. So Greg, just jump in here.
Okay. How about I jump in here? Well, when we were talking about this earlier, you mentioned someone that you ran into at when you were recently down in South Carolina.
Yes.
For the National Exchange Club.
Conference. Which was a wonderful conference. And I just assumed that, you know, I'm going to fly in, I'm going to get an Uber or whatever to get me to the hotel. And a couple of days before, I get a message from a lady by the name of Elizabeth, and she's going to be attending the conference. She is a past president of the Exchange Club, the national president. And she reached out to me and said, I'll be picking you up. So here's my cell phone. I'll be in the cell phone lot when you get in. She, you know, already knew what my fly-in schedule was and everything. So just call me and then I'll come and pick you up. And she was delightful. It was fun getting to talk to her. She's a former principal. And since she's retired, she also retired. And then she worked in career development at a community college. And then since she retired from that, she now works for a clothing boutique that a young woman started in the town near her. And she works, she doesn't get paid. But she gets to have clothes at the end of the month.
Oh, okay. Well, there. Yeah.
So, and that's, she went to the young woman who was, you know, she started the store and didn't have, you know, her challenge was she didn't have money to pay staff. And Elizabeth said, I'll work for you because, you know, can we do a deal? And the lady said, yeah, that would be wonderful. So anyway, she's that type of person that really gives of herself. And then again, I just assumed that, you know, leaving, I was just going to have to get an Uber to get myself to the airport when I left. And sure enough, Elizabeth reached out to me again and said, hey, I'll be taking you to the airport tomorrow. What time do you want me to pick you up? Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, okay. So I told her 9 a.m. And when she came, she said, meet me in the, you know, hotel entry. And when she came in, she said, my car's out on the street because I already went to the airport once and I didn't want to put it back in the parking garage. And, you know, I just left it out on the street. And I'm like, oh, why didn't you tell me? I said, I could have gone to the airport earlier, you know, not had you make two trips. She said, 3 a.m. Like, oh, you would have had to make two trips. But she, you know, she was just delightful. And she, you know, obviously she wasn't getting paid for this. And she was very much a leader in making me feel very comfortable. And I looked at her that way. So it was nice.
Sure. I mean, well, and so now she's got good connection with you. And I'm sure she's, you know, made good connections with all the leadership. She stands out as a leader within the group. So you're visible. You know, one of the things we've talked about in the past is if you're a part of a large group, it's easy to get lost. I mean, the Ann Arbor Chamber, I think, has, you know, 2,000 members or something like that. And it's easy to get lost. So if you can find some way to be in a leadership position, or at least visible in a position, that's going to help you to no end.
Well, you know, what's really interesting was that Elizabeth is one of the past presidents of the National Exchange Club, you know, like mm-hmm. their president of their board. And she's held many leadership positions, and she did run it. When you run for president, it's a contested seat.
Okay.
And she did not win when she ran. And then a couple of years went by, and she went to a training that our friend Tracy Edwards put on. And she said, and Tracy's trainings are so wonderful. And I left that training and I was just empowered. And, you know, what can I do? And as I was driving home, I just felt like, I have to run for president. And so she went home and talked with her husband, and her husband said, go for it. And, but the challenge was that the deadline for filing was already done, already passed. So the only way she could run was as a call from the floor the day of the election, you know, to be nominated from the floor. So she decided that's what she would do. And that year there were already three people running, you know, officially. Gosh. And so she got the call from the floor and she won.
You know, you can't do that unless you have a fairly strong network of people who already know and appreciate you.
Yeah. And I think that, I mean, what she did with me just demonstrates the type of person that she is. So I think we can learn from her, be a leader in whatever way that you can. And it will come back to you in some way and somewhere, you know, somehow in the future. But in the meantime, people look at you very positively.
Sure. Wow. Well, I don't know if we can beat that story. So
no, I don't think so.
is there anything else we should talk about with regards to leaving a positive impression when you are at these networking events? That was what we originally started talking about.
I know. There's probably thousands of things that we can talk about, but we kind of like to talk in threes. So, you know.
We'll keep some for later. So
yeah, we'll hold some because you keep making me do these, Greg.
I know. I'm sorry. Well, you know, we've only done this is what 126. You know, I'm sure we'll stop within the next 500 or so. So, all right. Well, thank you all for tuning into our program today. If you enjoyed it, please comment on our Facebook pages. The information's in the episode notes. We'd love to hear about your experiences with people who have left a positive impression with you at a networking event. What did they do to leave that impression? If you'd like to hear more, please do subscribe. We come back every single week and we would hate to miss you. Until next time, go out and make some great connections. Talk to you later, Mom.
Bye, Greg.
Bye-bye. You've been listening to the Third Generation Networking Podcast with your hosts, Greg and Debbie Peters. If you'd like to learn more about our new virtual training programs, go to connextnation.com.